also mentioned that you implemented a certification process for the digital product teams. Can you elaborate on what that was about and what it accomplishes for your organization?
The most important thing, what it does for us, is to, one, ensure that we are executing the work in a manner that can be measured and tracked, as well as that the team compositions are consistent across all the different teams, so we don't have, we're over-indexed on engineering versus analysts versus platform work, and that it really helps provide that lens so that we know that if some teams are not delivering as much or that they are focused more on break fix type work, we can actually measure that and actually see, okay, well, maybe this product isn't really delivering the value that we hope because we're spending so much time on break fix work. And what the certification process has done, one, it ensures that we have the right team composition for each one of the digital product teams. The second is that they're tracking their work and that they're measuring their work appropriately for each of their teams so that, again, so that we have that consistency. So I could look across all the 400 digital product teams that we have and actually do an apples to apples comparison to ensure that the work is being done in a consistent manner. The measurables are being done consistently, and so, just like if somebody was going to try to measure OKRs for the work that's being delivered, it's very difficult to do that. Everyone is doing things in their own specific manner, and that they're not doing a consistent method. In addition to that, it also provides that lens. As I said, that we are trying to be a very efficient organization, and that doesn't just mean from a cost standpoint that we're the lowest IT cost provider, but that we're actually delivering things in a consistent manner, because that it would actually increase the amount of work that we're able to do, and that the counter argument to that would be, well, if we throw more money at that, we can deliver more, but that's not the case. So it has allows us to be able to measure things correctly. We have three different shores where people are working from. And again, by having that relative consistency, it doesn't matter where a team is located, doesn't matter if they're staffed primarily with consultants, that we can deploy the same measurements across all the different teams, regardless of how they are composed.
And so it sounds like what you've shared is, there's the tools and the processes, but there's a lot of change management in terms of the culture, the people. But having a kind of a holistic approach, which includes the tracking and the measurements, but also kind of the education needed to make these transformations is part of this overall organizational transformation.
That is correct. And one thing that was very evident as we went through our budgeting cycle, which we closed in early October last year, we did a report out to the board as well as directly to our CEO about, representing what our spend was going to be for, 2025's IT budget. And one of the things that I think really sunk in with our CEO was the fact that we were really changing our process, whereas before the business kind of came up with their own set of initiatives and what they thought the cost would be, IT would do their own calculation of what they, from a bottoms up budgeting standpoint. But really, after we met with the CEO, we actually wound up having several other conversations with the CEO to really focus on joining together the business and IT on the actual delivery and the timing, as well as the actual outcomes that we're actually trying to measure. And that was a very, very big shift. We talked about OBD for 2.5 years, but really in the last 6-7 months has really that taken hold with the organization more broadly, and really allowed us to really take another level forward. In order to really build that synergy with the business.
And when we think about from 2017 to today, can you expand on how the audience of this TBM data and who's using it, who's leveraging it now, what some of the growth that you've seen from that?
Previously it was primarily, the IT finance staff would look at this information. We would compare our actuals to the budget as well as the forecast. And some IT leaders would actually look at the information both from a cost as well as a utilization standpoint. It wound up slowly expanding more when we started looking at the total cost of ownership data, as well as, you know, again, how we do our allocations. But now that we have the agile tracking, work tracking data, the product data, as well as the infrastructure data, the cost data, we have all the digital product managers have access to this information, as well as the business leaders as well. So we can actually deliver reports that show, you know, here's the work tied to these OKRs, and here's, you know, the value that we've attached to that work, as well as, you know, trying to, you know, we don't have all the measurements for the all the outcomes, whether it's like revenue or certain very specific business outcomes, but we have a lot of other information that gives that holistic view that and attention more to this information than we've ever had previously.
So it sounds like you're progressing along this journey, but what do you say is next for Allstate? What are you looking at in terms of in the future?
You know, we are looking to deploy more on the cloud, and so as part of that, you know, making sure that we are, you know, whether we're examining our FinOps operation, making sure that we're running things on the cloud very, on our cloud stack, you know, very efficiently and also sized and scaled correctly. We are looking to do more with artificial intelligence, you know, as every organization, especially insurance organizations. So we are deploying that both in the business as well as the operations, as well as from a technology standpoint as well. And so we're still, I would say, in our relatively early stages of our maturity as far as generative AI as well as other opportunities. But, you know, one of the things that we're hoping for in a lot of conversations that we've had with IBM about our platform as well as where the opportunities lie is, you know, we have all this information, we have all this data, whether it's, you know, tied to application development, infrastructure, cost, et cetera, and that in order for us to, you know, continue the efficiency journey, continue on the path of, you know, are we operating in the most optimal way? Are we taking advantage of all the opportunities that we have? Those are the things that that we're really focused on now, and we're actually building up more of that capacity, specifically on our TVM team as well.
And a lot of our audience are also thinking about what they should be doing to manage some massive organizational transformation, or even just trying to figure out how to get started with TBM. Any words of advice for those organizations that are just looking to take TBM practice to the next level or to just even get started?
You know, having a longer term vision and really and not really focused on the limitations of the data that you might have today. You know, I know that there's been a lot of work on trying to leverage AI to, you know, speed up the configuration process and, you know, in the various modules on the platform, as well as really trying to tie value to cost and to the other types of metrics that are on the system. Like, those are the things that really derive the most value for us today, and really where I see us going even more in the future and being more, I don't want to say prescriptive, but being more directive in terms of the work that we do and the outcomes we're trying to achieve. You know, especially as you're getting into this somewhat, you know, nebulous world of AI, and, you know, every conversation that you hear about, every software vendor, every technologist, you know, talks about it, but it's really hard to understand, you know, and you feel like if you're not fully invested in it, that you're already behind. And so not being afraid of trying new things, experimenting, you know, failing fast is, you know, always a popular adage when it comes to looking at new initiatives and tracking and how you would actually invest in those that type of work. And so really is just trying to, you know, as you are thinking about this more from a broad IT perspective, I think that also applies specifically to TBM as well, and the opportunities there to not only leverage the information in different ways, but also find different types of information to integrate with the rest of the data that you have to make it more robust and continue to drive the most value from the technology to the business as a whole.
Well, I thank you so much for your time. This conversation has been very interesting in terms of just seeing how an organization can mature their TBM journey, but how it can also help to drive this broader transformation that's happening inside an organization. So appreciate the time. I appreciate that you came on today. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.